Hey, you're back already? I thought you'd be at the party at least another couple more hours. Yeah, I know that I was the first to leave, but it was because I had to do some work. You know, last week's math assignment? Yeah, so I haven't finished that yet. Yes, I know it's due tomorrow. That's why I had to rush all the way back here. I can't believe that professor couldn't extend the due date just one more day. Ugh, God, why did it have to be during homecoming? Look, I'll get it done. I'm actually on the last problem right now, so it shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, that one. The one with the graph and stuff. It's only taken me, twice as long as the other ones. And considering the fact that the other ones also took me a long time. Oh, come on, you can't blame me. You know that I've always hated math. It's literally the only subject keeping me from a 4.0. I could never seem to get the hang of this. Like on our last test, I could not believe that you got 100. I was kind of positive that you wrote all the answers on the palm of your hand or something. Haha, real funny. So what brought you back so early? It's only, what, 11? Okay, yeah, you're tired. The man who has been hyping up the homecoming party for like the past week is tired. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Oh, is that so? I know, I feel you. Some bad sleep can really be a killer. Oh, what do you mean? I totally believe you. 100%. Can't you tell? Okay, I'll cut it. You were just so convincing the second time there. But seriously, what happened? The truth this time. No. You're not gonna just ignore my question like that. You've officially piqued my interest, and you know that when you pique my interest, I'm not gonna stop until I know. So spill. Hey, all I'm doing is looking out for you. It's in my best interest to, keep you up on your feet. I still don't really understand. I mean, there were plenty of things that you could have done there. How could you get so bored so easily? I mean, yeah, I guess the games were a little underwhelming this year. I wasn't really interested when I saw them either, but even if they weren't as cool as I thought they were gonna be, weren't you going with someone? Yeah, who was it? Alex, right? You guys are like the definition of best friends. I mean, next to us, of course. But I feel like you and him could entertain each other for literally hours. And don't tell me you were bored talking to him, too. I know you guys. You always find a way not to shut up. That's right. Luna did ask him out last week. I guess it would only make sense for him to run off like that. How long were you with him beforehand? Really? How could you not have seen him? I thought he would have at least come to say hi, or something, considering that you're like a brother to him. But I mean, to be honest, I guess the only thing that I'd be thinking of is my date, too, so I guess I can't say I'm that surprised. I mean, yeah, of course, your date is most likely gonna be your top priority for the night, right? At least it would be for me. What did you expect? Did you want him to just leave her? Oh my God, what? Are you stupid? Oh, no, of course it's not your fault. It was just that he had a girlfriend he had to go talk to. Not that he didn't want to see you. If he had the time, he definitely would have. Yeah, you guys are completely fine, I promise. Here, come inside. We're gonna talk on the couch. It's better than just standing here anyway. I don't know why we were just standing here for so long. Listen, Alex would never do something like that. I've known you practically my whole life, and I know that I would never just ignore you or leave you out on your own. Plus, you're just such a sweet guy. Who wouldn't want to talk to you? Hey, I see that flustered look. Don't try and hide it. Yeah, I know. Not a great time. I was just trying to lighten the mood, that's all. I thought that if I show you how not big of a deal it is, you can finally realize that you're stressing over nothing. Really, I mean it. Are you really that stressed about it? Okay, fine. How about, if it makes you feel better, I'll tell you a little secret. Yeah, see, I knew that would perk you up in a second. Okay, well, listen up. You're lucky that you're my best friend, or no one would know about this. That means that it sticks between us, okay? Okay, here we go. What if I told you that my homework was not the reason I left the party? I mean, it kind of was, but there was also another reason. A more important one. The real reason why I left the party was because of a boy I liked. I've liked him for a while before this, and tonight I realized I should finally say something. My plan was to ask him to dance during the party, but then I saw him talking to someone else right after I went up to see him, and I'm not sure if it was his girlfriend or what, but after that, I just decided there was no point anymore, so I just kinda left. No, I'm not gonna say who it was. I know I said I can trust you with anything, but for your sake and mine, I think it's best for you not to know. No, look, I'm sorry, but I cannot tell you. Okay, fine. How about if you tell me about your crush, I'll tell you about mine. Yeah, see, look how the tables have turned. Now you're the one who's gotten all nervous. Go on, say it. Oh, come on. You can trust me. Please. Well, even if you don't want to tell me, I think I already know who it is. Oh, don't give me that look. You already made it so obvious that I'm insulted that you didn't think that I wouldn't know. Well, when I'm with you, I see you talk to them a little more than everyone else. I'm able to pick up on that stuff, you know. Especially when it's someone that I'm this close to. Ugh. Do you really want me to say their name? Well, promise me you won't get too embarrassed. Okay. It's Skylar, isn't it? Ugh, look, it's alright. You don't have to deny it. I'm not, like, upset about it or anything. Oh, come on. It's not that big of a deal. I see you guys talk with each other literally all the time. I even saw you drinking with her at tonight's party. It's kind of obvious, to be honest. Wait. Look, are you actually being serious? Because if you're not, you really don't like her like that. I'm kind of shocked. For the longest time, I always thought I knew who you liked, but I guess not. Wait, but then if it's not her, then who is it? Oh, come on, please. I won't tell a soul. Like, just like a hint. Oh, okay. What is it? I know them really well. What? My only best friend is you, and I really wouldn't consider myself the social type. Who else would I know really well? You're making it seem like it's really obvious, and I don't like that. Is it really that obvious? Now you want to hint. Oh god, I see where this is going. All right, okay, I'll play along. Let me think of a good one. Okay, I got it. The person that I like is someone that you'd least expect. Or at least I think so. Oh, come on! That was definitely a hint. Probably the only one that I could reveal that wouldn't give it away immediately. You can disagree all you want, but it's still your turn. Sorry, I don't make the rules. Okay, well, come on, what's your hint? Wait, that doesn't make any sense. How can you be best friends with her? I thought we were best friends. Plus, if you did somehow have a best friend other than me, I would have... Wait. Wait. Wait, okay. If I'm wrong, don't make fun of me, okay? Do you like me? Really? I guess it was kinda obvious now that I think about it. Oh god, I look so freaking stupid now, don't I? Well, now I should probably say it. I like you too. I know. I would have told you sooner. It's just I thought you had a thing for Skylar and didn't want to get in the way of that. No, I wasn't jealous. Okay, maybe a little bit. I mean, we've been best friends for so long. How couldn't I? But hey, I guess that doesn't really matter anymore because we're together now, right? That's how that works, right? I don't know. I've never been in a relationship before. Cut me some slack. See, you don't know what to say either. Okay, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. What do we do now? How about we watch a movie? I'll let you pick. Hey, don't worry about it. I'll just finish it tomorrow. I think my new boyfriend's more important than some stupid math homework. If it's late, sue me. Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna do. I'll be fine. So, what movie do you want to watch? No, you pick. I'll probably be asleep by the time it's over, if I'm being honest. Yeah, any movie's fine with me. Oh, okay, good choice. It's been a while since I've seen that one. Definitely a good rewatch. Okay. Do you mind if I, get closer? Yeah, you know, I gotta get comfortable somehow. Oh, thanks. Hey, if I fall asleep before the end of the movie, good night, I guess. Oh, yeah. Love you too.